And here we go! This is the Ignite Rock Podcast, where one week I interview those who are doing awesome stuff with WordPress, and the other week I share some tips and advice on making the most out of your online business and career. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's get straight on to the show. Today we're going to be talking about what you need to do before a WordPress core update, and it's an important one, and also it's a very, very good thing to happen. We should be very grateful for all these updates, because they're there for a reason. And, you know, some of the main reasons, really, for these updates is to fix any bugs and errors that's affecting you, to access new features that could make your website maybe perform better or make it easier for you to run your website, and also for security reasons as well, to just make sure any loopholes are kind of sealed and keeping any hackers away as well. So even though we have updates all the time, you know, if you have, you know, not just WordPress, but the plugins and the themes, you know, they all need updates as well. Even though it's frequent, they're necessary, and it's a good thing that they happen. But they also, you know, there are things that you need to do before you kind of instantly update them. So we're going to have a chat about that. So although I'm going to be mainly focusing on the core, the same principle applies to the plugins and the themes as well. So let's just get into it. So one of the first things I will say when you have a WordPress site in general is to make sure that it's backed up regularly. And when you're going to do your updates, then it's even more important to back up before you update anything. The reason being because sometimes certain updates may break your site. It could maybe clash with another plugin. Maybe it just won't work at all. Maybe there's still major bugs to be fixed and it's causing problems with your site. If you have a backup already, then you can obviously, you know, go back to your previous version. Of course, you can uninstall and delete, but sometimes it still has that lingering problem there as well. So always back up your site before you do any updates as well. You may have noticed yourself that, you know, there tend to be these smaller updates. And for example, you know, at the time of recording, you know, we are November 2017 right now. We are on 4.8.3. And that 3 is the smaller update that happened, that third digit. So for example, before that is 4.8.2. Before that, 4.8.1. That third digit are the smaller updates, and they tend to be, you know, around related to fixing bugs and the security updates. And on most occasion, you need to kind of update them instantly, and of course back up first and then update it. But on most occasion, you have to kind of update them because they tend to be very important, and especially if there are security fixes that need to happen, then you really need to stay on top of it and make sure that you update the smaller updates quite instantly. For the bigger updates, you can actually wait a few days so that any bugs that has cropped up even, they can be squashed instantly. So obviously when I say the bigger update, you know, we're talking like right now 4.8, and you know, next week on November the 14th, 2017, it's going to be version 4.9, and that is one of a bigger update. And when 4.9 will be released, and even for the future ones, I like to wait a day or two, maybe a little bit more, before I do the update. And the reason being because sometimes when you release it, they just, you know, need to kind of make sure that any bugs are fixed. And people tend to kind of keep an eye on it and report it and make sure that it's fixed instantly, kind of thing. And so sometimes it's good to have, you know, just maybe a day or two or more, just see how it goes before you do any major update, for example, 4.9. Of course, you are free to test it. You know, not only they have a beta version, but, you know, even if they have released it and you want to install it, instantly, you can do that. And if you have a site which is not really essential, you can, you know, update it there. If you have a, you know, a development site or a testing environment or a what you call a sandbox environment, this is a safe place for you to test it and to make sure that it works fine before you put it on a live site. And that's something that, you know, you could also consider as well before any kind of major updates, even smaller one as well. But any major update, you can kind of test it on your staging site, on your development site kind of thing, and see that, make sure that it works okay before you put it on a live site. But they tend to happen for the major updates. And when we're talking about the bigger updates, obviously there are bigger ones. When we talk about, for example, the next one will be version 5. So obviously before we had version 4 and then the subsequent smaller updates, and then 3, 2 and so on and so forth. And the next big update, if it's version 5, that tend to have like a lot of new features included in the dashboard of WordPress, and tend to be quite exciting because, you know, you want to play with these new tools as well. But again, the same principle applies, that if for this bigger update, you know, it's important that you do it safely, and you have to back up your site. And also, even you can wait a little bit as well, and before you even try it, or you can test it in your staging environment, and just to be safe, because you just never know how the rest of your site will behave. You might have, you know, a perfectly fine working site, but there might be that one plugin that could cause a huge mess for your site. That one plugin. And you just never know. And, that's why the plugins tend to be updated frequently, not just because of bug fix and security, but also to make sure that it's compatible with the core update as well. So, you know, again, it's fine if the plugins are maybe a few update behind. Maybe they're not like 4.8.3 as we are at the time of recording. But if they're not maintained, then it's really not worth having them installed on your site at all. And I'm going to put a link in the show note to a blog post on what question you should ask yourself before you install any plugins. And one of the questions you should ask yourself is it maintained? And there's a reason for that, because if it's not maintained and you have an update somewhere, if you updated your core, then it could cause a major problem. So, you know, make sure you do that before any kind of smaller or major update. The essential thing really is to make sure you have a backup, and you back up before you do that. It's just kind of a safer way of doing that. So I hope that helped, because, you know, it's kind of really important to think about it, because you have to keep your site up to date. You have to keep your core and your theme and plugins all up to date, especially the smaller ones. They need to be updated pretty much instantly, because there will be important security fixes that you need to do, and you do not want your site to be unsecured. Definitely not. So I hope that helped. Let me know what you think, and catch you another time. Thank you for listening to the Ignite Web podcast. I hope you have enjoyed the show. And if you want show notes, all you have to do is visit igniterock.com/podcast. And don't forget also to leave a review on iTunes if you have enjoyed the show. It would make me a very happy guy, and I would really, really appreciate it. In the meantime, let's rock with WordPress.